we are here on Punk Rockers Radio, and with us are Get Dead and the Pears. Pears. Sorry for that. And we thought that both interview each other so we can lay down and have a sleep or have a beer, something like this.
It's been a tough week so far. I hope you guys understand. So,
lazy Europeans.
Yeah, there you go.
Sure, yeah. We know how it works.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Let's do it. You want to start?
Yeah, I'll start. Hey, I'm Brian. This is my voice.
Hey, what's up? This is Sam. This is my voice.
The name Pears.
We got the name Pears from a series of mushroom trips that Zach had when he first started taking mushrooms. Took him like a bunch in the same week. And everything that was good in the world revolved around bananas. And everything that was bad and scary in the world was pears. So that's pears.
I don't know if it's just my eyes. Like, I don't wear my glasses, as you know, very often. But did you guys take the Fear logo?
Yeah.
And just put a P on it?
I did it myself in Microsoft Paint. And it took like 4 fucking hours to write the S. The S is the only part that wasn't already made, and I just closed off the F, and yeah, I just didn't think it would stick, but now we're fucking stuck with it.
Photoshop
but
or Microsoft?
Microsoft Paint.
Yeah.
The real deal.
But
Fear's been pretty cool about it. They like make fun of us on the internet. We joke back and forth, and they're like, that's super cool about
that's
it.
That's fucking tight, dude.
I mean, if they weren't cool about it, it would probably be career suicide.
Yeah, or you could just say, fuck it.
Yeah, who cares?
You know, what are they going to do?
Yeah. Well, so why Get Dead? Never heard that one.
Well, our bass player has a really bad way of naming bands.
He just like found it in the dictionary.
It was more of just like some shit that like back in 2007 that we would like just tell people fucking get dead. So
it was I like that.
Our way of like shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
just, like,
yeah.
Get out of here. You know.
That's cool though. So, that's cool.
Worst drug transaction that you've had in a foreign country?
Ooh, yeah. In Berlin, the first time we went to Berlin, we got some moon rocks from a guy behind a porta potty on a bridge.
Ooh.
And so he took all of the money that we had and ran away to go find another guy who we didn't know when he was coming back, with what, with who. And then from the opposite direction, another dude that looks completely different, of different like nationality and everything, just comes up and like puts drugs in the back of my pants. And I'm just like, oh my God. So this like stranger behind a porta potty is feeling my butt. but then we ended up having drugs.
Was that like your guys' first time out here?
Yeah, it was our first time we'd ever
first
been
time
here.
First time out's pretty wild, right?
Yeah, but go for it. But the drugs were so good that day.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
I think the worst drug. The other night, the worst drug transaction. We were in Prague and we're playing at Cross Club the other night, and we've been looking for this fucking Molly all night. And like this, it's just been doing the same thing. It's, money's been exchanging hands.
Oh, God.
They keep coming. Scotty gets the fucking drugs, and they're Mollies, but they're fucking put into quarters.
Told me about this, dude.
It's fucking
that
four
sucks.
Of them, and so like. This guy comes walking up like an hour later, and he's just zooted
out his gourd. And I was
like, oh, shit. I was like, where is it? He's like, where's what? I was all, the four pills we got. He's like, that was four?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I got one.
All right.
Do you think, secretly, Zach has a stylist that he consults?
I think that he does, but I think he just lives inside of Zach's brain. He's like got multiple personalities, and one of them is his stylist.
Yeah.
Now he can't figure out whether he wants to be like a punk or like a Tommy Bahama or like a Persian drug dealer.
A straight hipster wizard?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Dude, I mean,
but he's always way ahead of the game.
Oh,
so.
Dude, his curve is fucking sick. I see a lot of wax styles out here on the road.
Yeah, dude.
And he comes correct. I mean, the other night the other night in Paris with the fucking the striped shirt and the fucking
he looked just like a French guy.
Oh my God.
He like dressed up like his name would be like Pepe or something.
Oh, you gotta remind me too. I bought him an Eiffel Tower statue.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. He'll love that.
Yeah, to go with his beret.
That's super cool.
Raspberry.
Let's see. You guys ever left anybody in your band anywhere?
Yeah, we.
Nice.
Timmy, our bass player, he's quit the band at least 5 times. Like, and it's always been like drag out fights or whatever. But he always comes back.
Uh-huh.
He's like an abused wife. But we had a sound guy our last tour when we were with the Bouncing Souls, and me and Mikey were having an argument after the show in the van, and he like popped his head up and was hella smug and was like, "We're in Fresno,"
mm-hmm.
and he's like, "Fuck that, man!" And he like got between us, and I was like, "Hey, God. Dude, this isn't your place."
Yeah,
and he's like puffed up, and I was like, "Dude, I was like, we're either gonna fight right now or you get the fuck out of our van."
Dude.
And we just left his ass in Fresno.
What?
And in my brain, I thought like AJJ or Bouncing Souls would,
yeah.
you know, like scoop him in. Because we were going to SF, we're going home the next uh-huh. day. No one took him. We had to get on the fucking bus.
Brutal.
He's like the chief engineer for FAT.
He left me in a hotel room the other night. It was the wrong hotel.
Yeah. Well, we try to leave him every chance we get.
That's not funny. Yeah, we've never bailed on anybody. Like, we never just left anybody.
No.
But, I don't know. One day, I'm sure.
Well, you never, have you had anybody in, like, the immediate circle crew that started out with you guys that you had to fucking be like, yo, you gotta go now?
Yeah. Our first drummer. Or our first touring drummer. He was a great drummer. Like, good enough dude. But he just, like, didn't get along with us, like, on a touring level.
On a personal level, yeah.
You know, you just couldn't hang, and we tried to give him like a bunch of chances, like, dude, like, if he like aren't nice to us, we can't, it's not gonna work.
You gotta fucking go. We got no time for bad attitudes.
But you know, I think since then, I think he learned a lesson, and now he's in another band. It seems to be doing fine.
Well,
so,
fucking good for
him,
man.
Glad.
Yeah, man.
You live and you learn.
So if we go, a couple more questions.
on your list.
I've got all these written down.
Yeah, I've got all these written down. Hold on, let me check my hand real quick.
You have some dirty ass hands today.
Well, dude,
you gotta clean
fucking, they threw me in the goddamn fucking river down there, and then I went to take my shoes off, and because I've been sweating in these, all the ink came off of my goddamn shoes.
Dude,
and now it's stained. I've washed them twice.
Well, at least it's not dirty.
Well, you know, how am I supposed to touch you?
Yeah, I know. You're a little dingy.
Anyway, so the most live European band that you've played with when you've been out here, like the illest, you were just like,
man.
Yo, fuck, those dudes fucking came to fuck.
I would have to say that over anybody in Europe, Clowns from Australia.
We took them out on the West Coast.
So hard to
they
play with because they're so good.
Dude, we played with them in Sacramento. We took them on West Coast, and fucking this chick was rubbing on her phone while they were playing, and fucking Steve fucking went out in the crowd, grabbed her phone, and spiked it.
Whoa,
exploded
that's so
her
cool.
iPhone, and I was like, oh, shit.
What a badass.
I was like, damn, this is a young man's game.
Yeah, dude. Seriously, they are tough to follow.
Shout out to the motherfucking Clowns.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Check
legends.
That out.
You saw them here, so it was amazing. It was the first time I actually saw them, so it was really, really good.
Yeah, they're those kids got 100% heart for sure.
Very, very intense shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, seriously. They're like a couple years younger than us, like when we were first starting out, and we were like running around all over the place, and now we're just getting older and fatter.
Yeah.
But slowly. We're still not 30 yet.
Yeah, but the drugs make us feel like we're 50.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Miles, not the years, dude.
That's right.
I mean kilometers.
Yeah, kilometers.
Cool. You got anything?
Yeah. What about you though? Besides other bands, besides Clowns?
Clowns. That was an ill ass hit right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jaya the Cat.
Yeah,
for sure.
They're good.
They were not to be on like a heavy note or something. But the last time I was here at this place, I found out my dad died.
Oh, bummer.
And I was like super bumming out, and I went into this back room, and Jeff from Jaya the Cat was back there. And I was like, you know, a little emotional and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, fucking, what's up, dude? He's like, yeah, are you doing good? And I told him what happened. He shut the fucking door.
Damn, that's
put
nice.
His arm around me and shit, fucking dumped out a pile of fucking cocaine. And like told me about his similar shit. And, like, it was a nice moment in fucking punk rock.
It's good to have those people
mean?
On tour,
for
yeah.
For sure. And that like
I'm
makes you
there
go
free
home.
Too, dog.
Hell yeah, dog. Me too.
Sweet.
I'm pretty sure we're starting a gang at this point.
Yeah, dude, I'm down. I don't know what it's going to be called yet.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be violent. We're just going to push
the baby
drugs.
Fat gang.
Yeah.
With a PH.
Baby fats.
Yeah.
With a Z.
Yeah. The baby cool. Fat boys. All right. Well, yeah. Fuck
well, it's
yeah.
been great, you guys.
We also got something different planned. You know, these cards here, you can just like grab one. There's right. like the beginning of a sentence. And we already noticed that you guys are very creative and spontaneous. So there's the beginning of a sentence on.
And then you finish the sentence?
Exactly.
See how I just finished your right. sentence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Head of the game. You're already into the game. Yeah, right?
Right.
Who wants to start first?
Get it.
I'll start.
Get it.
All right.
All right.
Just pick one. And if you don't like it, you can choose another one.
If I could be a kid again, I would continue to wear diapers until I am 28 now.
The last time I did something for the first time was when I sucked his dick last night.
All right. When I wake up, I'm going to put on a new diaper and get rid of the old dirty one. In our van.
A free mind and the rest will follow.
All right. Let's do one more. When I take a bath, I listen to
my diaper floating
around in the bathtub while I try to smash the poop out of it and then push it down the drain.
Rubber ducky, rubber.
All right, one more.
Oh, yeah, it wouldn't be fun.
If I was a drink, I would be pear and vodka.
Ah, shit.
All right, you guys.
I would drop the mic, but I don't want to break y'all's shit.
nobody likes pears.
Yeah, no, they taste like sand. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. Well, here you go.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Can we take a quick picture?
Yeah, for sure, man.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.